Before coming to Krishna consciousness 1 year ago, I had very skeptical views toward religion and God, and unfortunately these sentiments continue to linger in my heart despite chanting 16 rounds steadily and observing the four regulated principles. Please offer me advice on how to cultivate and maintain faith in God, since I do not want this trend to go on. Well, faith comes from association with devotees. So, by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, we associate with Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas. And we also need to associate with devotees who themselves are firmly fixed in Krishna consciousness and have firm faith in the message of Shastra. Then our faith will be bolstered. It's not surprising if, so this is someone from the Western world, from America it seems, who's asking this. It's not surprising if in the Western world one is skeptical toward religion and the concept of God, because religion as it's practiced and understood in the Western world has got a lot to be skeptical about. And the whole concept of God as promoted in the, well, not only in Western, in Hindu religions. I mean, there is no real idea of God in the Hindu. It's just whatever you feel like, whatever you think is God, that's God. So, it's not surprising if someone becomes skeptical. And even after taking to Krishna consciousness, these skeptical tendencies may continue. But if we study Srila Prabhupada's books, then we'll find that this is Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam. This is scientific delineation of knowledge of the Supreme. It's not some sentimental religion. It may be difficult for people to have faith in deity worship, in Tulasi worship, in Guru worship, but everything has to be understood philosophically. Krishna consciousness does not demand blind faith, but it presents unquestionably superior knowledge of God and of religion. Religion means the process to link with God. Yoga, bhakti yoga, means linking with Krishna by devotion. So, by association with devotees who are fixed in understanding of Krishna, and then whatever doubts one has, I mean doubts, it's not, there may be a general syndrome of doubts, but they are specific doubts also, so one can present them. You may say, well, it seems very strange to me to worship a plant. So what's the answer to that? Any answers? Any suggestions? Well, my first response would be that it may seem strange to you, but who are you? Who are you to... What is your qualification to... speak on the nature of reality? What do you know? It doesn't seem strange to you that to live in the modern world, which is totally bizarre, or to live in the material world at all, where there's repeated birth and death, and people say, that's not strange, that we spend all our life struggling for happiness, and at the end, well, even during life we don't feel happy, and at the end we just get kicked out of our body anyway. Usually after suffering debilitating diseases and overall debilitation in old age. So that doesn't seem strange, because everyone in this material world has made a pact, an unspoken pact, that we consider this world to be normal. This world is not normal, it's weird. It's completely strange. So understand the science of the Supreme, and then everything else will be understood. And don't think, if it seems to me strange, don't take that to be the measure that what I think is correct. But understand with your intelligence what is the nature of reality. With our intelligence means we have to take knowledge from Shastra. And if anyone has doubts in the nature of God, and thinks it's just some sentiment, men, they got descended from primal, what do they call, anthropoids? What's the word? You don't know. Huh? No, not asteroids. Maybe they landed on asteroids. But they're descended from some primeval anthropoids. Then they stood up, and then they discovered fire, and they discovered wheels, and they gradually became more advanced, but they're still very primitive, so they believed in God, and those genes are still with us, according to Richard Dawkins. And this is why we believe in God. But read the first verse of Bhagavata. That's not made by people in the Stone Age, so-called Stone Age, who have no knowledge. This is high philosophy. Janmadhya sayatonve aditaratashtra. You can read it yourself. This knowledge is far more profound than anything you'll get in your university. Okay, that can be... Yeah, go on hearing also. Listen to Prabhupada's lectures.